What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. I feel like this episode is going to be heavy on the politics, and it's not intentional. It's been a couple of things that have happened this past week that we just got to talk about on the Black News podcast. Okay. We just got to talk about them on the podcast. And also, I feel like this really getting us ready or gearing us into 2024 in regards to the upcoming election season, which I am dreading. And I'll talk about that more towards the back end of this segment, but I'm just dropping that in there just so y'all know we're going to talk about it. And I'm not looking forward to that overall process now, but the point of this particular segment is because there was an eventful week in Tennessee where two of three Tennessee lawmakers got expelled from the state legislature over gun protests and them speaking out against what has been happening in our country, specifically Tennessee, after that mass shooting and gun laws and rights and so on and so on. The two lawmakers, Black men, who were expelled were Justin Jones and Justin Pearson. There was also one other lawmaker that was a part of the protest but did not get expelled. Her name is Gloria Johnson. And as you all probably know, because you watch the news and pay attention, she wasn't expelled because, ding, 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 she's a white woman. That they did not say, meaning they, the Republicans within the state legislature, said, oh no, we didn't expel her. That's not why, because she was white. That's not the reason. But hey, if the shoe fits, you got to put it on. Okay. If the Jordan 1 fit, you got to rock it. Like, that's just what it is. So again, I mentioned that this is in response to the ongoing battle within Tennessee in particular about a gun laws and rights. These two young men are very vocal. They have been active in the community for many years, and it's not surprising that they will be the ones leading the charge, or some of the ones leading the charge. There have been protests going on, and they have been a part of it. Now, according to AP News, and this is a quote from AP News article that I looked up, it says, banishment is a move of the chamber and has only been used a handful of times since the Civil War. I'm going to say it again. Banishment is a move the chamber has used only a handful of times since the Civil War. That was in the 1850s and 60s. Most state legislatures have the power to expel members, but it is generally reserved for a punishment reserved as a punishment for lawmakers accused of serious misconduct, but not used as a weapon against political opponents. Now, in this case, they're basically trying to say that serious misconduct was protesting about gun laws. Okay, I'm going to continue on with the quote from the article. It says, GOP leaders said Thursday that the actions were necessary to avoid setting a precedent that lawmakers' disruption of House proceedings through protest will be tolerated. So basically, the summary of that is, we haven't used this since the Civil War. And if when we have, it's been maybe a few times, but we used it this time because y'all not going to be speaking out against gun laws. That's what it said. It said, how dare you speak out against gun laws on the side of trying to protect children and human beings. And because you chose to stand for the rights of humans, children, and people in the community, we're going to expel you. How dare you, Black people? That's what I read from the article. Okay. Based on the critical thinking that I put together and the years of being in the field, using my critical thinking skills, that's what I'm reading. I put two and two together, and 2 + 2 = 4. That's what it said. So what this in turn did, it sparked a massive outcry. It even got the president and VP involved. Talking about Big Joe and Kamala, They got on the jack. They hit. Kamala flew to Tennessee. She flew in. She was just in Ghana. Child, she done got her new Washington set, new blog, had some Easter dinner, and then carried her butt down to Tennessee. She did that before Easter. And it sparked the outcry because, of course, this is setting a precedent in this country, and it has a tendency to, it could have a trickle down effect where people think that this is something that you're going to be able to do. If somebody does something you don't like, let's just expel them. Let's just get rid of them. Continuing to add, one of the two that have been expelled, Justin Jones, he's been voted back in. Now, if y'all been seeing pictures of the two black men, one got like the long, wet and wavy hair. The other one got the afro. This the one with the wet and wavy. He got let back in. And according to another article that I read, this is the quote. It said, just before he was gaveled in to make his appointment, just before the gavel was used to make the appointment, House Majority Leader William Lamberth, Republican, and Republican Caucus Chairman Jeremy Faison, they issued the following statement. They said, Tennessee's Constitution provides a pathway back for expulsion. Should any expelled member be reappointed, we will welcome them. Like everyone else, they are expected to follow the rules of the House as well as the state law. We gonna have a difficult time this year, next year. I tell you that. There's so many things at play right now. We talking about this, where now if you speak out and against guns, you don't want nobody to get killed no more. You risk being expelled. You have somebody like Ron DeSantis in Florida, basically taking all of black history and gender history and anything that is not white history and whitewashed. He taking it out of the school system, banning it. And people are now on the brink of getting in trouble for teaching any information that he doesn't deem appropriate. In Texas, the Texas governor said that he was going to immediately pardon a man who was convicted of killing a protester the day after the man was convicted. We literally have different states across the country fighting for women's reproductive health rights. And with that, we already talked about this months ago on Black News. I don't want to hear no arguments about that, because if it's just about abortion, women need the narrative that women getting abortions just because they don't want to have babies. Sometimes you need to get it to save your life. So we need that option across the country in order to keep women safe and healthy, period. We got all of these things happening. You got the MAGA crowd still up in an uproar. Every election cycle, it's like we literally fighting for our lives. And yes, we've been saying this for hundreds of years, but they literally rewriting maps and redistricting so that black people and people of color can't vote. I need y'all to wake up before 2024. And by y'all, I'm not talking about the Black News listeners. Y'all know I'm talking about them ashies who every time it's time to vote and election season come out, they act like they have never been a part of this ever before. And we have to re-explain the importance over and over and over again. These instances aren't one-off. If y'all have noticed, it has just gotten worse and more extreme over the years. It just has picked up steam to the point where we thought people, the birther movement with President Obama was bad. The birther movement has completely turned into them trying to ban books. That's where we are. So for 2024, y'all, we cannot be dealing with the same old ashies talking loud, not having done no research. We can't deal with the same misinformation chokehold that had our aunties and uncles in a tizzy on Facebook when them Russian hackers was on Meta dropping that fake information and our people was latching on to it and thinking it was true. We cannot let people who don't read or do research be out here just talking loud. We got to start calling their asses out and shutting them down. Because this Tennessee 3 situation, it's just the beginning. Not to be all doom and gloom, but we really need to get our head in the game. Once they start trying to ban books, they're trying to force people, teachers, to not be able to teach accurate history in school. And if you don't teach it, for some kids, that's the only place they learn anything. So if they don't teach it, where the hell y'all think they're going to learn it? At home? You think they're going to learn it at home? You think they're going to learn it at home? They're not. So this is just a teaser and it's just a warm up. Okay. I need all of us to get on board. And I personally, I'm going to play a more active role in the upcoming election. And let me say this. Joe Biden ain't my favorite person. I know all of the things that Joe Biden has done. I know all from the crime bill to now. I also know that members of the Congressional Black Caucus were a part of the crime bill and were some of the main people asking for it. And I also know that some of the loudest people within the community who was wanting the crime bill and wanting people to get locked up because of drugs and crime was your grandmama and them. Let's keep it a buck. I was around in the 90s. Y'all were too. The 90s were wild and bad. So I want us, when we start to pick apart people's their track record, include everybody. And I'm saying this as we prepare for 2024 to say, if y'all people are mad and they don't want to vote for Joe Biden again because of all of these former things, loop everybody in there who had a part to play, including your grandma, who was at church with her pastor, who was lobbying for stricter crime laws because they were sick of the shit in their neighborhoods and communities. I'm just throwing it out there because I don't want to hear, no, we can't vote for him. He did. Honey, that old man is literally the only thing standing in the way of us going backwards and us at least staying in place. It ain't rocket science. Good grief. But back to the original point. What did y'all think when y'all saw the situation that went down in Tennessee? I also were seeing like the negative comments on places like Twitter. One particular, Justin Pearson, the black man with the afro who got expelled, he was speaking to the media and his cadence and his tone sounded very reminiscent of 1960 civil rights movement protests, MLK. He had that whole persona locked down, even the look. And people, younger black people, were on there like, we don't even talk like that. This is a representation. He needs to stop. We don't even talk like this. Apparently we do, because he talked like that. Apparently we do. So I need all of us to just get out of our way and to focus on what's to come. But what do y'all think? Like I said, did y'all watch? Have y'all been staying up to date? Again, one of them have been was reelected back into the legislature, but we still got our eyes on that other young man. But hit me up. Hit me up about all of it on social media. You can find me at Kenelia. Speaking of Ashies, your boy Clarence Thomas, he up here getting paid under the table. And I'm bringing this up on Black News because while Clarence Thomas may not present as a black man, because y'all know what they say, all skin folk ain't kin folk. Okay, we know that. But because he is looped into the fold with our people, we gonna have to discuss briefly old Clarence and what's been going down. Apparently, he been accepting gifts from a GOP mega donor, a billionaire from Texas by the name of Harlan Crow. Now, this just speaks to the fact that y'all know how many billionaires really out here just being raggedy human beings and doing evil or evil facing negative or just bad work and deeds just under the radar. How many of y'all listen to this have ever heard of Harlan Crow? I ain't never heard of that man in my life. But he just been kicking out money and gifts and being ashy and raggedy. So according to news, and this is based on the article from ProPublica, they did a whole piece about the situation and what's actually going down. They said that Justice Clarence Thomas and his wife, conservative activist Jenny Thomas, have gone on several luxury trips, including travel subsidized by and stays at properties owned by the GOP mega donor Harlan Crow. This included and not limited to yacht trips, private jets, stays at a luxury resort. One trip, I believe it was to Indonesia, they said it totaled over $500,000. Now I'll be going on vacations, right? I ain't been on no vacation that costs $500,000. What type of traveling are you doing as a Supreme Court justice that will total that much when you have not, meaning you, him, Clarence Thomas, have not disclosed this? So according to another article that I've read and some research, it said these trips appeared nowhere on him, Clarence Thomas's financial disclosures. His failure to report the flights appears to violate a law passed after Watergate that requires justices, judges, members of Congress, and federal officials to disclose most gifts. This is according to ethics law experts. He also should have disclosed the trips on the yacht. So I saw people online talking about, well, people do all this all the time in politics. Yeah, but you're not supposed to. If you're a Supreme Court justice, I would imagine a part of the gig, which it appears is true, that you can't take gifts. Those can be considered as bribes. And considering in the direction that Clarence Thomas was leaning, these trips were working. Now, Anita tried to tell y'all when Clarence was being brought into the fold, and during the confirmation hearings, Anita tried to tell y'all, go back and watch the footage. Go back. Anita Hill was telling people how raggedy Clarence Thomas was. But hey, we don't believe black women. Now, going back to this Harlan character that I've never heard of. Another part of the news that has been coming out. Do y'all know apparently he's been collecting and does collect Nazi artifacts? Not only is he a GOP mega donor, not only in the past has he contributed and gave money to the Tea Party, not only is he a man who has, again, paying for trips for Supreme Court justices, but he has Nazi memorabilia. I'm just Cornelia, but I'm going to assume or associate the fact that if you are here collecting Nazi memorabilia, that means that you have an affinity or a liking or a strong interest in them Nazis. And considering the fact that what Nazis did and you buying the artifacts and keeping them, that's major cause for concern. Not to say that I'm surprised. I'm not. But it's one thing to read history and do research. I'm the type, once I latch onto something, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm going to read all of everything I can find about it. And I've done that with the Nazi movement and Hitler, because some years ago, I just got into this thing where I just needed to understand how it happened. How did the Holocaust, how did these things happen? How did somebody like Hitler just come about and was able to do so much damage? And I also was doing research because when Donald Trump first got loud and the things that he was doing, people kept saying this was the beginning or this is how it started in Germany, in Nazi Germany. So I did my research to do the comparison. And in my findings, I really realized and it doubled down about how cruel and just evil that whole movement was. So to have things like a painting by Adolf Hitler and a signed copy of Hitler's manifesto in your possession and in your art, air quote, collection, to me, that says you might be a bad person. Allegedly. Let me say allegedly. I'm just reporting what I've seen online. And by online, I mean credible news outlets. So I don't know. This is wild. There's more coming out and I'm going to keep researching, because a part of me is now thinking, if it's this easy for him to be doing all of this and we knew nothing about it, how many other Supreme Court justices out here getting paid under the table and getting gifts and shit? It's very easy for them to side with a certain side of the law. Are they getting money too? Is Harlan paying them? We gonna see. Time will tell. I'm just gonna keep my eye on it. Also adding that the Senate is calling for an investigation into this, but I don't think they're gonna do nothing. So it is what it is. If something happened to Clarence, I'm gonna be shocked. But I'm gonna keep my eye on it. Hit me up. Let me know what y'all think about the situation. Have you been following this story? It's fairly new, but it's a new and interesting. So let me know. Hit me up at Kenelia with your thoughts about it. So a quick update from the last time we discussed the reality show with SWV and Escape. I finally caught up. I watched every episode except that final one that came out. And it really reiterated why I don't and I can't watch a lot of reality TV. Child, my anxiety was on 100,000. Ooh, just the smallest, like back and forth and arguing and tussling and difficulty. It is so triggering for me. Y'all, I've said this. I have never watched a full episode of The Real Housewives of any city. I tried and I was in shambles. I cannot take that level of like aggression and fighting and drama and arguing. It's too much. So it was hard for me to get through the Escape and SWV reality show. And it wasn't even bad. They wasn't even doing like a lot. It was just all that little tit for tat. Ooh, it just, ooh, y'all. Mm. But with that said, I do want to acknowledge that while I said last time that Escape had more of an impact on me because they were relatable in regards to look and image and content, after I watched that reality show, I really realized I forgot that SWV really had a hold on me as well. Y'all, them SWV songs was coming on and I was in heaven having a joyous time. I'm talking about, y'all, the 90s was my decade. It was everything about it. And hearing SWV and just them, the soundtrack of even while watching that reality show, it just made me so happy. So while it appears that there has been no resolution between those two groups, also adding that now SWV announced they going on tour in the summer with Jodeci and Drew Hill. So apparently they ain't doing nothing with Escape. It ain't work. And LaTosha out the group for taking money. Her husband allegedly. Okay. for allegedly doing whatever. But I just want to chime in because while I said what I said last time, I'm saying something. I'm elevating that. I love both groups, but SWV, Anywho, did y'all watch and have y'all caught up? Answer my question from last time again. Who y'all got? Who's more impactful? Who had more of a influence in your life? Escape or SWV? Hit me up on social media with your thoughts. To recap this week's episode, we talked about the Tennessee Three, the Democrats in Tennessee who were expelled from state legislature, two of which Justin Jones and Justin Pearson were expelled. Gloria Johnson was not. And as of this moment, one was let back in, but talked about that and discussed the outcome and what's next in regarding that whole situation. We also talked about Clarence Thomas being shady and taking money under the table and getting trips and gifts and all kinds of things from a Republican / GOP mega donor billionaire from Texas. Lastly, gave a quick update about me watching the SWV and Escape reality show and my thoughts around that. Hit me up with your thoughts about all of these topics or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time.
That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars, and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know, so I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also, check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.